Brings us to item 13, which is reports. Mr. Cole, director of the Rallying Events Department, is going to make his way up, and Janessa is going to help too, it appears. But subset A is consideration of use of fairgrounds for the Sturgis Youth Rodeo Event Series. This is May through August, so I will turn it over to you fine folks.
Thank you, Honorable Mayor and City Council. Welcome to the new two council members. Appreciate that. I will turn it over to your events coordinator for the city, is Janessa.
Hello, Mayor and Council. Nice to see you all on this lovely Monday. The first event we're going to discuss is the Sturgis Youth Rodeo Series. It is a, like I said, it's an event series that starts in May and goes through August. It's a youth rodeo. They have used the fairgrounds for the past few years, and this year they are requesting a waive of the fairgrounds use fees as well as the arena lighting. They do not require ambulance services for this event.
Last year was the fees, well, I guess what happened last year for lighting and fees, I guess.
Yeah, last year...
Could you introduce yourself, please?
Oh, Mark? I'd love to. Yep, I'm Dee Haugen. I live near here, close to Sturgis. And there is a group of us that started this event series probably, I think this is going on 4 years now. Mm-hmm. And it is directed completely for our youth. It's a great group. We get together. I think we have 100 members that come and compete from all over, not just in Meade County, but all over. So it directs a lot of traffic into Sturgis, you know, to businesses. We put all the money back in. I'm actually in charge of sponsorships. We give away saddles and buckles and everything you can imagine. And everything goes right back in to the kids and to awards. So we have asked this every year, and you guys have been really fantastic about it because we don't have a lot to, you know, a lot of money sitting there to use and to waive the lights and then the arena fee. And we leave your fairgrounds in fantastic shape because we use it and need to have it in fantastic shape.
How many events are in the series?
We have four this year. There's four rodeos.
Mm-hmm. Is that been the same?
Five is what we've done in the past, but we did get rained out a couple times last year. So mm-hmm. What we've done in the past is we've had a rain date, and we do have a rain date scheduled in this year too, yep. But it is a four-series rodeo.
And the rain date is factored into the usage fees just for sanity purposes.
Mm-hmm. What are the... Isn't there a deposit on the lights?
Well, there's a fairgrounds lease agreement that's done through the finance office, and then it's $100 for use of the facilities and $100 for arena lighting per day.
No matter what, if the fee's there or not, yep,
yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And that's returned, and that's every year.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You stated that you have 100 total participants. Is that 100 participants every date, or is that?
Yeah, and that varies because they actually buy memberships. And so the last few years, there's been 100 memberships sold. And then families come. So rodeo is such a family event that you will have, you know, two parents and an aunt and an uncle and a grandma and, you know, little kids. And so I would be... I couldn't tell you how many people we have at each series. I know that when we do our awards banquet, we actually have done it the last few years at Scott Peterson's and have it catered, and we probably cater 200 to 250 that come to the awards banquet. And, you know, keep in mind, those are the kids that know they're getting great awards that are going to come to the awards series. So on a given night, I would say there's 200 to 250 people probably present.
My own knowledge, what's the age group of the kids that are competing? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all the way through high school. So we have four age groups. There's a peewee, an intermediate, a junior, and a senior. And it goes up through high school. So I think the highest age is 18. So if you can get on a horse and ride, you can compete, but not past 18.
Do you charge for spectators?
No.
Okay, there's no charge for spectators.
No, mm-mm. No, like I said, our group, there's about four different people that are on this board, and it is strictly for the kids. We're trying to create an atmosphere that is safe, fun, competitive. You know, a lot of parents, and I know that, you know, Meade County is one of the biggest ag counties in the state. It's a fantastic thing that we have. And so a lot of people feel like in this situation that, you know, we're keeping our kids busy and something safe and wholesome. So that's where we go with it.
And to the rallying events department, so this will be the fourth year of this event. Mm-hmm. And have the fees been waived prior? What's the precedent?
Sure. So they were, I believe they were waived last year. And then the 2 years prior, I was not here, so I don't have access to that information, so I apologize. I believe that they were probably waived before as well.
The fees have been waived, but the lighting part, usually we see what happens with that, and it is usually either taken out of the deposit or we ask them for it. But usually I believe every year the fees have been, but the lighting.
The usage
facility.
Fee.
Yeah, the usage fee. It's very expensive to turn those lights on, but you guys don't use them very often, do you?
You are correct, and we're really aware of that. So if our event is, it's still light out, we're not going to turn the lights on.
Correct.
And so last year, the lights you guys paid our light bill last year for this, and the year before we did.
Okay.
So, mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ms. Hoag, did I pronounce that correctly?
Haugen,
yeah. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I know this is a free on board and lots of assistance from parents and grandparents and, mm-hmm. and everybody else, but is there a registration fee or a membership fee?
Mm-hmm. There is, yep, from... Per child, yep. And that goes to the awards.
Mm-hmm. Goes to the awards.
Yes.
I'm doing the same thing on soccer right now, trying to figure out where we're going to get all that.
Yeah, our awards are really, really great. I mean, so we do some good stuff for these kids. You know, there's not many places you can go in our median area to win saddles and awards of this nature. So
I applaud your efforts. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions or discussions on this item, public or council?
Oh, Daniel, the big fee for the lights were more turning on off, and then last year we just sort of kept them on, or the power on to the facility, and it wasn't such a payment for turning on and off, correct?
Correct. That's what we did is we turned it on and left it on throughout the entire summer. Which is something we could look at doing. One of the issues that we've had in the past, though, our police department is perpetually sent to look at the rodeo grounds because we have a lot of people that tend to camp there overnight or park their trailers there, plug things in. And so when there is electricity that's available 24/7, people have a tendency of using it 24/7. So it is a good way to not incur that fee, but then there is additional usage out there. I know our police department has been very vigilant about letting people know you can't camp there. Unfortunately, kind of every night people do when there are horse trailers there and everything else.
And the reason that comes up is not to be picking on you folks, but every other organization that uses that states that, you know, the horse trailers are there for 4 months. Refrigerators are plugged in. They got lights. What's wrong with us doing that? So that's where that kind of comes from. I would recommend a fairly strong self-policing action. Any other
discussion? Is there a motion if there's no further discussion?
I would move to approve.
With
the exemption of both sets of fees.
So,
but the deposit.
Not the deposit.
I don't think we can. But...
So for clarity, Mike, we have a first to approve the use of the city property with the waiving of the two fees, but the deposit stays.
Correct.
Is that...
We got a first by Mike, a second by Rhea. Any last discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That motion carries.
I think we have the same folks staying, right? Are you part of the next stuff too? No.
I'm not, but we all get drug into every rodeo.
Right,
every
right.
Day,
that's so. What I figured that you're multi-hat. You
had, no, but I'll be there helping. I know I will be, but I'm great. Not going to speak for the next
all
groups.
Right.
But I do want to thank you guys. I hope that that our youth rodeo groups, will bring something and offer something really great to this area because, you know, agriculture is so important, and we do appreciate you guys helping us stay involved in it.
You Thank have you. A lot of local businesses that contribute. I know that. Yep. Thank you.
Subset B under reports is use of fairgrounds also. This is for the Southwest Regional High School Rodeo. Janessa, I'll turn it back over to you.
Sure. This is an annual event. Each year, Sturgis has the opportunity to host this regional high school rodeo. This year, they are expecting 600 to 700 contestants and spectators from around the state to come. It is an economic impact to the city of Sturgis. And like we discussed earlier, Meade County is a very large agriculture rodeo community, and so this is a well-received event in the community. They are requesting a waive of the facility use fee for the fairgrounds for 3 days, so that is $300, and they are also requesting the waive of the ambulance fees, which, depending on how long each day will run, will depend on the actual total of the ambulance, but we're looking at about $1,100. The ambulance fees went up from last year. So now, and the reason the high school rodeo needs the ambulance versus like the youth rodeo series is because it is a competitive event. So,
any questions for staff at this point?
What was the fees last year?
The fees last year were $300 still for the facility fee, and then they were $400, I believe, for the ambulance fee. Or wait, hold on. I'm sorry, 900 from last year because it was 3 days.
And all both sets of fees were applied
last year.
Last year.
Right. That's what I thought.
That's what I thought too, but not the fifth.
You guys did waive the facility fee.
Arena, yes.
And the rodeo club paid for it.
Does the county, Ms. Anderson, does the county help at all through the fairgrounds funds that?
No, the Southwest Regional Rodeo is put on strictly through the Sturgis High School Rodeo Booster Club as a high school event.
So, again, they're not giving you any support.
No, absolutely not. It's up to us to gather, again, sponsorship for the prizes and things like that.
You gotta love the development of our youth.
Any other discussion from council? How about public input on this matter? Lana, do you have anything to add?
I do not. We appreciate your support.
I don't have a problem, but I'm concerned about we waive the ambulance fee and we go to the county saying you can't afford the ambulance. What is that going to, what message are we sending?
That was a point I wanted to bring up is that if, no, not at all. Just to reiterate that if the council does waive the ambulance fee, just so everyone knows, that's essentially the cost to break even for the wages and everything else. And so my request to the council would be that if you do waive that, that you would actually pay that out of another fund, whether it's the Triple B, which is the tourism fund, or the general fund out of contingency or something, because that's simply not something that could be covered by the ambulance fund.
If I can ask a question, Mr. Ainsley. Cowboys do a lot of eating and drinking. So would you know what I'm saying there is?
I wouldn't want to stereotype.
Well, what I'm saying is they're going to eat a lot of food and they're going to enjoy downtown. Can any of that tax money be utilized to assist here?
That, the majority of those things would be at 2%. And so half of that goes to the capital improvement fund as well as the equipment replacement fund that you can't really transfer over. The other half goes to the general fund. So that is something you could use, probably out of your contingency or, there's a mayor and council professional services. I think this probably would fit that definition. Or the triple B, which is that extra one penny that's charged for alcohol and hotel nights and to-go food. So I think that would kind of be your choices if you did want to, quote-unquote, waive the fees.
That's a lot of hamburgers to come up with $2,200.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess I would like to make a motion to go along with the use of the fairgrounds. And my part of that motion, I would like to waive the facility fees and leave it as it was last year where you pay the ambulance fee.
I'll second that.
We have a first by Dave and a second by Ron. Was that you over there, Ron, that said that? Yep. A first by Dave, a second by Ron. The motion includes waiving the use fee but leaving the ambulance fee intact. Any last discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes. Yes.
Opposed to no?
No. And I vote no because I think we ought to be paying the fees to all the fees.
That motion carries. Thanks, Lana.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Item C is consideration of use of fairgrounds and other property. This is for the Scooper Showdown. This is an event on May 30th. Back to you, Janessa.
All right. I have Rory Lemmel here with us. He is the event coordinator. This is a first-time event. It's for the high school rodeo kids again here in the middle of May. We'll have 6 to 8 teams from across the state. They're expecting participants from Sturgis, Rapid, Belfouche, New Underwood, Harding County, Phillip, and Wall. It will be a free event. No admission will be charged. They are, the event is requesting a waive of the ambulance service fees. So for the event itself, it'll be $400, and for the fairgrounds use fee of $300.
Any questions for Janessa from council?
I just want to clarify this. So you're saying $400 for the fairground fees, is that correct?
$400 for the ambulance service fees.
Oh, for the ambulance service fees.
Yep. Okay.
Yes.
Right. Yes.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. So 100 for the facility.
Yep, 100 for the facility and 400 for the ambulance. Yep.
Any discussion, public or council?
I just have, I'm sorry, but so the ambulance fee here is $400, and I'm sorry, our last one, and I didn't catch it, but
sure.
We're at $1,100, and it's a two-day event, correct?
No.
Oh,
no,
it's a three. So we're at,
and a rain day.
Okay. All right. So you're, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So what changed is last year, the ambulance service fee changed last year. It went from $100 an hour to $300. It was $100 an hour. And then this year, it is now $300 an hour with a minimum of 4 hours, if you do it that way, or right? What is it?
$400 a day, right?
Wrong.
Sean.
Oh, that's sorry. Right, yeah. 400. It's $100 an hour with a minimum of. Yep. Yeah, I'm sorry, I said that backwards. It was $300 a day, and now it is $100 an hour with a minimum of 4 hours per whatever the event is, regardless of time.
So, if the event ran for 5 hours, it would be $500.
Correct. But that $400 minimum is where it starts at. I apologize.
Any other discussion?
This is a new event?
Yes, sir.
There are entry fees for the participants, but it's going to be free to the public for spectators?
Yeah, actually, you know, why we started this is something totally new. The rodeo team will actually pay a one-time entry fee for their kids. The kids themselves will not. 100% of that goes to prize money. I brought in a national sponsor that will pay for the prizes and the production of the thing. It's going to be fairly expensive for a kids' event. But what we wanted to do is, rodeo is really hard to understand, right? And I wanted it where town kids could come and cheer for their school, right? So we created an event, and the national office in Denver, Colorado is behind it. We're in 50 states and 10 different countries, but this will be the first one in of its kind. So we invited the schools. Everybody's going to show up just like wrestling, right? They're going to show up with their best bareback rider and their best goat tire. There's 10 events. And we're going to see who really is the best school. For years past, it's always been if Faith South Dakota had 40 kids and Sturgis had three, well, they're probably going to be the state champions, right? But this one's going to be based on a true team championship. And what I wanted to do, I went out to the high school, and you watch, for my kids, saying lack of a better word, the hick section is in the back. Most of them are rodeo kids sitting in the back. There's a young man that walked through there, and he'd be a star in any other school. And he's a nice young man. I mean, their kids are kids. But I want people to see the talent that these kids have, right? And I want town kids to come have a shot. But this does two things. So now they're going to have to, what I call, wrestle off for their position. Before in rodeo, everybody just shows up. Well, in this one particular event, we've got three saddle bronc riders in our school. They're going to have to ride off and see who's the best for coming here. So it makes practice worth something, right? The national sponsor is going to give the winning team $1,500 for their school and a $1,000 trophy. We're going to advertise it. There's a brand, and we want to advertise the Scooper Showdown all over the United States. I have companies now that are calling, wanting to, radio and television, wanting to get behind it. And if it grows, which I think it will, Billings has already reached out to me, Gillette, Wyoming, and Kildare, North Dakota. I just wanted to do it in Sturgis.
Roy, we appreciate that for sure. Any other discussion, council or public?
There will also be one event to try and get people out where we have celebrities from around the town that will be shoot-dogging a steer. They don't actually get off of a horse, but we have some teachers and...
maybe a mayor.
No.
Maybe a chief of police.
There you go. Jody's...
And anyway, we're going to have fun because we want them to come out. The principal, maybe a has-been coach or two, will come out and try it. And it'll be kind of fun.
Anybody else feel that? You know, I would think that, you know, that whatever they call it, steer dogging or something like that, it's a whole lot like wrestling, isn't it?
Except one's with an animal.
Well, which one?
Which one?
Right.
Any further discussion? Is there a motion? We have a first by Rhea for use of the fairgrounds for the Scooper Showdown with waiving of the facility fee. Is there a second?
Aye.
We have a second by Terry. Mike?
I have a proposed amendment. It would, and the reason I waited is because this is council money. Since this is a first-time event, and I think it'd be a fairly significant event, team events in rodeo are big deals. So I would propose an amendment that the $400 fee be paid out of mayor and council funds. One time for this event, one time till they get their feet on the ground. Would the council agree to that before I make that amendment?
You're not making a motion for an amendment. We got a first and a second on the floor.
I will make the request for an amendment to pay the $400 fees from the mayor and council budget. Don't expect it again.
Is there a second to that amendment? A second by Steve.
I think that's a good idea. I agree with Mike for the first time around to help ensure this. I think
not on agreeing with Mike being the first time, just the event.
Well.
Right.
Yeah, right.
So we have a first and a second on the amendment to waive the facility use
fee and to pay the ambulance fee of $400 out of mayor and council. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
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 Yeah, we'd have the first one.
The first one, yep.
So the first one, the first motion is the use of facility fee being waived and the use of the fairgrounds themselves. So it's the fee and the use. So all those in favor of that, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no? So the first motion carries. The second, which was the amendment, was first and seconded, and that includes paying the ambulance fee out of mayor and council budget. All those in favor of that motion, the amendment, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no? That motion carries unanimous. Faye, please note, because we're spending money there.
And also note it's a one-time.
Right,
time.
For sure. Because that's a slippery slope, for sure.
Thank you all, Mr. Mayor. You can come out. That election's right around the corner.
We'll see what Kev says. Item D under reports is, again, use of the fairgrounds. This is for the third annual demolition derby. Yep. One more time, Janessa.
Sure, no problem. This was a new event in 2016. We are now in the third year of the demolition derby that takes place out at the fairgrounds. Last year, they had great success. The event went from its first year at about 500 spectators and contestants or participants. Last year they had a little over 1,000 people come down to the fairgrounds for its second year. So this was a pretty monumental jump. This year they're expecting even more. The gentleman who's been putting on the event donates the money back to the fire and ambulance departments. He was unable to come this evening. He had to work. But he is requesting a waive of fees for the ambulance usage fee of $400 and the fairgrounds use fee of $100. The lease agreement, though, with for the fairgrounds lease agreement of $1,000 is still, that's already taken care of. That will be done. Deposit.
Any questions for rallying event staff? Ron's got something.
So he's requesting waiving the use fee for the facility and the ambulance.
Correct.
What did we do last year? I believe that we did not waive the ambulance fee.
I believe that we did not waive the ambulance fee either. I believe the facilities fee was just
waived. The facilities fee was waived last year. And I guess he donates the money to... Does he donate it to the fire and ambulance, or does he just donate it to the fire department?
I think it's just the fire department.
So I would make, you ready for a motion?
You got the right to do that, right?
Sorry, yeah.
It states ambulance.
How much did he donate last year?
I do not have that number.
Because I thought the year before he had said that it was the first year was like $600 or something like that. That I thought that he, or maybe was it?
But the ambulance service has not seen any of that money, correct? All right.
I would make the motion then to waive the use fee of $100 since it's a beneficial thing, but not the ambulance fee. Basically because he's donating the money to the fire department and the ambulance isn't getting anything out of it.
Ron, does that motion also include use of the property?
And use of the property.
Okay. So we have a first on the floor to allow use of the property on September 29th for the third annual demolition derby with waiving the use fee of the facility, but... remaining intact, the ambulance fee.
Jerry, what was it that you said? You said he
in his on the back page. Yep. It does state that his donation will be to the fire and ambulance.
Fire and ambulance.
So different.
It says
than
two different things in two different places, but it's in the same application.
But it hasn't been that way like last year or any other year.
That's what we understand. Yeah.
Any other questions? We do have a first on the floor.
I'll second the motion.
Yeah, we have a second on the floor, but go ahead, Daniel.
Just to bring up a point, our ordinance does require that an accounting of any event that occurs at the fairgrounds be completed. And so that is something that I'll be asking the Rally and Events Department to follow up with each one of these to include the number of people in attendance, what the tickets were, and then what their total costs were, just to see what the actual budget was for these events.
Well, we're basically partnering with them in some way, so it's fair to request that information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a good idea, because if you take their anticipated attendance of 1,700 people and they're going to be charging $10 per person at the gate, I mean, that's...
17,000?
Yeah, a significant amount.
We have a first by Ron and a second by Mike. Any other discussion, public or council? On use on this, go ahead.
I have a comment and a question. Could we also get past accountings to know what was donated last year and taken in? A reasonable request.
I can get that from him. Nope.
Any other discussion, comments, questions, concerns?
We have a first and a second on the floor. No further comments. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no? That motion carries unanimously. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Item 14 is other matters before the council. This is an opportunity for residents and public members here to state they have 3 minutes to discuss things that weren't on the agenda, and they can bring them up to the council for a brief discussion. So let's start with the public tonight. Anything that wasn't on the agenda that we need to talk about? About council members? Anything to add? Subtract? Comment? Mr. Barnier, I believe we had a little extended first session of executive session, but...
I'm not asking for an additional one.
That takes us to item 16. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I move to adjourn.
We have a first by Becca. Second by Steve. Terry, you're too slow. Welcome aboard. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no? We're adjourned.